Hey, thank you again for calling Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, and I'm looking forward to this week of being your daily inspiration giver. Out of God's Word, what better treasure do we have than God's Word? Well, we want to go down a road less traveled, and we also want to walk with Christ on that road. You know, the world's going one way, but God's people are on a road that's less traveled, going to that city of gold, that city of light, that city where Jesus dwells. And I'm longing to see that day. A poet once wrote of a time when he had to choose between taking the well-trodden path or the path less traveled by. Though he wasn't a believer, as far as we know, he admitted in the closing stanza of his poem that someday eternity would show the results of his choice. And I think we all have choices that we're making day by day, and they're going to determine our eternal state. You know, I'd like to talk to you in the following days on a subject I'll just title A Personal Encounter with Christ. You know, I believe it's possible that you could be a historian, or you could be a history buff and study history, and you could find certain figures in history that are some of your favorites. Like, maybe someone would like to study a president like George Washington or Abe Lincoln. Another person might be more into studying somebody that was an inventor like Benjamin Franklin or Henry Ford or so on. No doubt you could pick a person and you could study about them and really enjoy about that person, reading their biographies and what they did and their accomplishments and what their character was like. And you could get to know this person quite well through the study and research of this character. But the reality is, you just know about them and you don't know them. And I'm afraid today there's a lot of folks that know all about God, and he doesn't know anything about them, and they're not really his. They've never met the personal. See, I know all about George Washington, but I never met George Washington. I can know all about Henry Ford, but I never met the man. You know, those that had the privilege of knowing George Washington have an advantage over those of us that read about him. And those of us that read about Jesus Christ can sure gain a lot of blessing and have a lot of good things. But the bottom line is, if you don't know the real Lord Jesus, you're losing out. You're really missing the blessing. I'd like to think of what it'd be like if we didn't have the opportunity to know Jesus personally. You know, as I think about some New Testament people that met Jesus Christ, Their lives were never the same. And I want you to know today, if you meet Jesus Christ, your life will never be the same. It says in Ephesians 4:22, speaking to those that are followers of Christ, that you are to put off the former conversation. And it tells you in Colossians 3:9 that we're to put off the old man and to put on the new man. And this is a critical thing. When we meet Christ, there's going to be a putting off of the old and a putting on of the new. There was a man named Saul of Tarsus who was a murderer of Christians. He was on his way with papers and authority to go kill and apprehend Christians in the city of Damascus. And on the way with his bloodthirsty murdering spirit, he was blinded at the noonday. He met a light brighter than any light he'd ever seen, brighter than the sun that shines in its strength. And he was apprehended, and he was brought to total abasement. He had to be led by the hand, blinded. But he said something when he was on his back, blinded by the Lord Jesus Christ in his radiant glory. He said, "Who art thou, Lord? And what would thou have me to do?" And with that instance, Saul of Tarsus, something changed, and he's on his way to a place called Damascus to be told what to do totally incapacitated by the power of God. Can we say apprehended? And this man's life was never the same. He became a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ till they took off his head in Rome one day. So I want us to look at some different characters in the Bible that had a personal encounter with Christ. And I just want to whet your appetite today to get you to thinking about this question. Do I have a true personal reality encounter with Jesus Christ? Have I met him? And does he know me? It says in Matthew 7 that many will say on that day, Lord, 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 Lord. And he'll say, I never knew you. I didn't say they didn't know him or know about him, but he'll say, I don't know you. And he said, you have to do the will of God. You have to do the will of the Father. You have to know him, and he has to know you. And it's very, very serious to know about God and not know God and God not know you. So do you know Jesus today? Do you have a personal encounter with him? Are you growing in that kind of depth? I'd like to look at some people in the next few days. I'd like to look at Jacob and Abraham and Jonah and people like Isaiah, Peter, Saul, Daniel, Joseph. Some of these people that knew their God and they did exploits. Well, let's have zeal for God, and let's have love for the truth. And we look forward to speaking with you more this week on this subject of a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, knowing him in reality. So if you have any questions or comments, 099 will open the voicemail. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all today. Amen.